Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
With me here on Lunchtime Live this Thursday to answer all of your interior questions. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. I'm joined today by interior stylists and designers Jenny Sheehan, Sarah Doyle. You are both very welcome. So Jenny, how can art transform your home?
So many ways. And there's so many types of art that we're talking about today, because obviously you've beautiful paintings, you've got lovely prints, you have photography, which is a great tip I picked up from Roisin Lafferty, friend of the Home Squad and, you know, interior designer. It's a really great way to get some art in your walls if you're just not really sure about artwork or paintings.
I'd love to be able to afford art. I have plenty of prints though.
I do have a lot of prints. I think I've collected a few pieces over the years, and I think it's a hard one because people don't know what's valuable, what's worth it. And really the only answer is what's worth it to you. I think what speaks to you, what makes you feel good, what makes you feel anything. And that's the right answer.
How do you pick art, Sarah?
Well, I have an artist husband. So I get free art and I get to cherry pick the best of his paintings, which is extremely handy. Mm-hmm. So, but we both love art anyway, independently. So I think over the years, we've splurged on things we really love. You know, that heart-stopping moment when you're going around, say, Art Source or a gallery or something that really makes you stop in your tracks. Mm. And one of the things I found is a lot of artists, actually, you think it's expensive. Talk to them about a price plan with them. A lot of them will allow you to pay in installments. You don't have to be paying up front. Now, not all artists will do that, but I do know a lot of artists, you pay a deposit and then you agree a plan to pay off the painting. So I think it's worth it. There is something so incredibly exciting about owning a piece of original art that really, really makes your heart sing.
Would you
really
invest in art in the same way as somebody might buy like a statement couch or, you know, something for their home? Like, is that how you'd view it?
Yeah, but you really have to love it. So it really needs to really, like when I say stop you in your tracks, you're walking through the gallery, you look at this painting and you can't stop looking at it, and you come back and you come back and you come back. And I've seen it myself because obviously I help my husband when he does Art Source, and people stop and they look and then they go away. And then they come back. So if you come back and it's spoken to you, and I've done it myself, it's spoken to me enough that I've gone, I can't leave here without that painting. It's worth the money.
Mm-hmm. Right. Listener questions, Jenny. I'm looking for a statement painting for above the fireplace. The couch is navy. The wall is white. What colour should I be looking to bring out in the room? I want something to add to the room.
So if you're looking for a lovely bit of maybe contrast, something quite bold, and your couch is navy and your wall is white, I would go for a kind of a mustardy colour in your art. I'd look for a yellow, something in that kind of darker yellow colour. It's a really nice contrast with navy. It's actually what's called a complementary colour. So that is probably what I would go for. Look for something with yellow or mustardy colour in it.
Should arts, like, should it be the kind of thing that you stop and, like, should it stick out?
I mean, it depends on your house, right? It needs to fit into the overall scheme of your house. So if you're someone like Sarah and you love art and it means something to you, and you're likely to pick up a few pieces over the years even, then you're probably going to be somebody who designs your home around art, and who has a lot of space for it, who puts it up on a lot of walls, and you will integrate your overall scheme and your overall design to fit that. If you're just not, and you're, you know, maybe just looking for a few prints, a few nice photos, that's fine as well. You know, you kind of have to fit it in with your overall scheme, I think.
How big should the paintings be, or pictures?
Big.
I always think you should measure your wall. So think about where it's going. Firstly, are you creating a gallery wall? So if you're grouping items together, I always say arrange them on the floor first and then get your grouping right. And then you can start to put a template up onto the wall. But if you're just wanting to look for, say, one single piece, say over a banquette seating in a dining space, if that seating is 2 meters long, well, then approximately 1.6, 1.8 is the kind of length of painting. So think about where it's going, how it's going. Think about what the art will it speak to the space that it's sitting in?
So should it be oversized?
That number is important, the 1.6, 1.8 to 2. So the rule of thumb is around 60 to 70% of the available space of where it's going. So, you know, if it is, you know, if it's over your couch, that's going to probably be a bigger space. If it's in a nook in your hallway, that's going to be a smaller space. But whatever space is available, the piece should take up, or the piece or the outline of the gallery wall should take up about 60 to 70% of that available space.
I definitely need some colour in the house because I'm finally coming to the end of what has been, you know, nearly a 4 month marathon in fixing this bloody leak in the sitting room that is now extended to the hall, the kitchen and everywhere else upstairs. And I'm getting the house finally painted after 5 years on Monday. And I've moved from the colour white to what I think is a sort of a grey or a beige.
Kind of an off-white. It's a lovely off-white.
Yeah, it's an off-white. Yeah. The place looks like a sort of a theatre or a surgery.
Well, that's a nice quite backdrop, isn't looking. It? You know, you've a nice canvas now.
Well, I need an injection of something. So where am I going to go? Where do I find this?
Well, Art Evolve is on this weekend.
In the RDS?
So trot yourself over to Art Evolve, have a look, see what art is speaking to you. But yeah, it's an obvious opportunity to inject colour. And I think it's a great way if people are nervous of adding colour to their homes. I think artwork is a really nice way of doing it, that it doesn't overwhelm the space.
Are there any rooms that don't suit art?
No, I'd put it in my toilet. I'd put it everywhere. Yeah. I mean, why not? You know, it can go everywhere. I think in terms of where to get it, this is one of those areas where actually maybe the Instagram algorithm can work in your favour, because it can be really good to, like, we are overwhelmed with really good Irish artists. You know, I have a lovely piece at home from Tina Reid. I have a gorgeous piece from Luke Reedy. There's Ciara O'Neill. There's Maria Murphy. There's Orla Walsh. There's Gerard Byrne. There's some beauty. You know, there's so many amazing Irish artists. And I think it's worth almost training your algorithm. You know, follow those people, like their stuff, see who speaks to you, and you'll get suggested more pieces then.
Now, I bought some nice prints, says this texter, Sarah. I don't know what to do about frames. Am I better to get them all professionally framed, which would be expensive? Or do you have any hacks which would make them look well but not break the bank?
I think it depends on the size. If they're a difficult size, then I think bespoke framing is the way to go. But I mean, if they're a standard print size, then a lot of the times, you know, Woody's, IKEA will have standard size frames that you can get done. My husband has A3 size prints. They fit in a standard IKEA frame. We did that deliberately so that it wouldn't
makes
be
it more
a high
accessible.
Cost for people to do. But framing isn't as bad as you think it is. And it's definitely one of those things that it's worth doing a bit of research to find a good framer. Mm-hmm. But they're not as expensive as you think.
I got one picture framed a couple of years ago and I couldn't get over the price of it, which is why the rest of them are from IKEA.
I mean, it is an art itself. It's expensive because everything is custom. You know, they do a lot to protect the piece. They'll usually, a good framer will say, where are you hanging it? Does it need to be, you know, dealing with sunlight? Does it need to be dealing with reflection, et cetera, et cetera? So it's worth it, but understandably not everyone can afford it. So,
can the Home Squad suggest where I could get some a nice canvas or nice canvases? I love the canvas effect with no frame.
I mean, most artists will paint. It totally depends. If there's a gorgeous place when you're walking, if you're in Dublin and you're walking down from Dawson Street and there's like a little laneway kind of down alongside the Ivy, I can't remember the name of it. Is it the Hibernian Alleyway or something like that? And there's an artist in there and I know they have fabulous canvas pieces. I think as well, it's always helpful to go online. So there's a great website, sachiart.com, Sachi with two A's. They have pretty much everything and you can filter by canvas there as well. And I always think as well, Etsy, you know, every Irish artist, I would say, or plenty of them at least, will be featuring their designs on Etsy. So you can also filter there.
And the Doorway Gallery in Dublin is great as well. They have a lot of artists that they represent. So you know, and a real cross section, everything from more classical art to something more contemporary.
My daughter, Sarah, this texter says, just bought her first place and I would love to give her some form of art. So what would work for a first time buyer working with a blank canvas?
Oh, you see, I find buying art for other people is problematic.
Impossible.
Because you don't know their taste and you could spend a lot of money on something that they don't really like. Would you not consider maybe taking your daughter to somewhere like the Doorway Gallery in Dublin and letting her have a look for herself and then saying, this is on me? So treat it that it's a day out that you go and look for the art, so maybe take a trip to Dublin for the day.
Should I get all of the same colour frames or does it look better with a mishmash of colours and styles?
I think it depends. So either get all the same, or if you're mishmashing it, just, you know, make it all mishmash. Don't make it kind of half one colour and then a mix of a few other different things. Like, make it a kind of an intentional mishmash. I like the mishmash look. Again, this depends on the style of your house. So if you're overall kind of a minimalist style, you're better off going all the same. If you like that kind of more maximalist or dressed up look, then go for a few mishmash.
It just dawned on me that actually on my completely white walls throughout the entire house, I have nothing but white frames.
Yes. Well, and that's your style and that's fine.
And I think the white frame thing, I have a bit of an issue with all these white frames.
You go
to a lot of these. Okay, so you go to Art Source and everybody is framing paintings in a white frame. But actually, if you look, sometimes it works for the art. So I think you have to think about when it works for the art. Mm. My husband paints very, very dark backgrounds. Imagine a white frame. It would just look horrendous.
I think you have to
think about the type of art that it is. Yeah. If it's super high octane colour, go for a white frame. That makes total sense.
And this is where a framer comes in handy, because they will advise you.
Absolutely.
This texter bought a lovely fabric piece while they were in Japan. What's the best way to display it?
Oh, stunning.
You can just hang it directly. You don't necessarily have to hang it at all. You can buy those lovely frames where there's, you know, a weighted clip down at the bottom and then a weighted clip
at
the top.
It's like a wooden frame, isn't it? It's like a wooden clip frame. Yeah.
Yeah. You can buy them in all sorts of sizes. So they literally it's kind of like, you know, those hangers for hanging your trousers in where you clip them over together.
Good idea.
And they just hold it up by pressure. I think that can look really, really good.
I'm looking for some kind of painting or print of Ben Bulbin, because you can see it from our kitchen window at home in Donegal. And I just thought it would be a nice nod and add a bit of colour.
And that's the other thing, you know, think about the type of art that you want. It can be a really great way of adding nature into your home. So thinking about perhaps a landscape, a forestscape or a seascape, wherever you feel happiest in nature. So I always think introducing a painting in that sense is a really, really lovely way.
Jenny Sheehan, Sarah Doyle, you can find both on Workers' Cottage and Retwigged on social media on Instagram. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on The Home Squad this Thursday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.